Rivers, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It is Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show as we're here for the championship game. It's the girls' championship of the 47th annual Kozalski Tournament here at Bainbridge-Guilford. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course presented by Butler Auto Sales. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Hope everybody had a great holiday. We haven't talked to you in a little while now because it feels like every game that we have scheduled here on the radio is getting moved by weather, snowed out, postponed, you name it. So we're really glad to be with you here tonight. And before Coach and I take a quick break, Coach, great to be back with you again. We always enjoy coming here to BG, and it is BG and Harpersville here tonight. We're excited for this ball game, and we'll have two more games on Saturday as you and I will head over to the Grosso Tournament in Lawrence. So it's almost the busiest time of the year when we get into regular league play right after these holiday tournaments.
Yeah, and this tournament here, the Kozalski Tournament at Bainbridge-Guilford, is a very well-known, as you said, been going on for a long time. When I coached the Unitigo girls, we always tried to play in it. So fun little tournament here, 2 days, and you got a couple of MAC girls basketball teams, so they'll be familiar with each other. I don't think they've played yet this year, so should be a good contest here tonight at BG.
Yeah, the 47th annual Kozalski, one of the oldest girls tournaments not only in our area but across New York State, and they always do a great job with it, so we try to get here for one of the 2 days. So all right, Coach and I are going to take a quick break for our Butler Auto pregame show. Again, the championship of the Kozalski tonight, the BG girls hosting Harpersville. We'll be back on the pregame show here on WCDO.
The Butler family and everyone at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney takes this time to wish our customers, friends, and the Tri-County community a happy holiday season. It is because of you that we've enjoyed so much success, and we sincerely thank you for trusting us with your transportation needs. With over 150 vehicles on the lot, competitive prices, high trade-in values, and guaranteed credit approval, we will continue to help you find the perfect vehicle for your family. Happy holidays, happy New Year, and thank you for 25 incredible years. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, where it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Attention 2026 high school seniors and parents. Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin reminds you to apply for our $1,000 college scholarships. We will give out three $1,000 scholarships to college-bound seniors. Get your application online at shindello.org or stop by the school guidance office for scholarship instructions and information. The student must be a member in good standing with Shindello Federal Credit Union. The application deadline is Friday, March 13, 2026. You could win a $1,000 scholarship from Shindello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Call 607-829-3560 with any questions and visit shindello.org.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight. It's our Butler Auto pregame show, championship of the Kozalski Tournament. It's the BG girls hosting Harpersville here at BG. Bainbridge-Guilford comes in with a perfect record so far this season of 7-0, and Harpersville has really turned the corner this season with some young players up on varsity and some returning upperclassmen. They come in with a record of 4-1. So an exciting matchup here for the Kozalski Championship. BG defeating Windsor in the first round, and Harpersville defeating Spencer Van Etten. So we are set to be getting going here in just about 5 to 6 minutes for our opening tip-off. And I've seen BG once already, Coach. They are the classic Bob Conway machine. They run the flex very, very well. Jeff Malier and I, we just released it today. We did our annual kind of basketball Section 4 local preview, if you want to listen to that on the Nate Lull podcast. And when we got to BG, there's not that Michael Jordan-type player that you're saying, oh, this is the player to watch for BG. Just a well-oiled machine, top to bottom, where anybody could give you, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 points a night, very balanced. Is that what makes BG so difficult, is you just never know where it's coming from? And it, traditionally, that's the way it's been?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I also think that Coach Conway has a knack for getting his players to buy into what their role is. So, I mean, in my 10-plus years coaching at Unitigo, we had some battles in regular season play in the Kozalski and also in the league championship. And he always seemed to be able to get each player to understand what their role was and then to play that role to the best of their ability, whether it was he had, you know, three or four girls that are could average 10 points a game, kind of like this year's team, or he had two girls that were both averaging 15 and the rest of the kids were averaging, you know, 4 to 6. He gets the players to understand that it's a team game and they execute, they play good, sound, solid, fundamental basketball.
It's so funny you say that, because when Jeff and I were discussing BG, the word was buy-in. And we were saying, you know, I think Coach Conway always has buy-in, but there's certain years where you just get a little bit more and the players really believe in the system and how things work. And I think he's got that. He's got a group that has a mix of upperclassmen, some younger players, but they have a lot of experience. And I think that is really shown in their 7-0 start. So it's certainly exciting. And every night when he sends me the scorebook after a game, I just never know who the high scorer is going to be. I would say that there's probably been, in their 7 games, 4, 5, maybe 6 different high scorers so far. And it's all 15, 13, 12, 10. And Harpersville is very similar on the other side for first-year head coach Kevin Hartman. He's got a group that has got some experience. They've played some AAU, and they're starting to turn the corner coming in at 4-1. The MAC is incredibly hard this year, so I think for anybody that's trying to take that next step, it will be difficult. But just refreshing to see Harpersville really doing well to start the season here. They've had some really good battles in the tournaments that they've been in, and they certainly have their hands full here tonight with BG, but certainly refreshing. Of course, you always had battles with Harpersville when you were at Unitigo.
Yeah, they were a little bit different team, though, back then. Yeah, but one thing that I found interesting when I was doing my research on NateLowell.com, know the score there, was it's almost like Harpersville's playing almost like a college schedule, because they're 4-1, which is a good record to come into a holiday tournament with, but they have yet to play a MAC game. So it's almost like, you know, the first semester you play your non-league games, and then the second semester, oh, you start to play your league games. So coming in, BG has played 2 league games. They won both in the MAC, but Harpersville has yet to play a MAC opponent. And as you said, the MAC has some serious depth this year. They have some good teams in there, so it should be an interesting game here tonight.
Speaking of the schedule and of NateLowell.com, we have our top scorers tab on there, and I've been keeping that, but I have not posted yet. I'm planning to post it here over the next couple of days because, Coach, we literally have some teams that have played 8 or 9 games, and I have some teams on my schedule that have played 2 or 3 games due to some of this crazy weather that we've been having, different cancellations, or just the way their schedule was set up, and then a mixed bag of after-school activities going down, etc. I wanted to try to wait until everybody had at least, you know, 4 to 5 games in, just to kind of make it fair, because you don't want to have the top scorers list somebody with 8 games and somebody with 1 or 2. So it's been an interesting start to the season, and I agree, there's teams that have played 2, 3, 4 league games, and there's a bunch across all the leagues that I cover that have still not played a league game. So it's an interesting time of the year right now.
And it's interesting that you bring that up, because that was going to be a question I was going to ask you off the air, was when are you going to post that top scorers? Because when we broadcast the game, you know I like to be prepared. That was one of my go-tos, to see, you know, who do I have to look at for these games. So
I've been keeping the spreadsheet in the background, but the last 2 years I've liked waiting, because all of a sudden you see these massive shifts in it, and it just almost didn't even seem fair to me. Somebody is averaging 35 points a game, but they've played 2 games, whereas the poor kid that's played 8 games and, you know, has a little bit less, it just doesn't seem quite fair to me. So I want to let it shake out, but we should have it up in the next couple of days, as really we're starting to get into the nitty-gritty of the schedule. So, all right, Coach and I are going to take a break. Anything else before we go to break, Coach?
Well, another thing that I was thinking, you were saying you're prepared and you have that in the background. Another thing about BG and Coach Conway is his team is always prepared.
Yes, always prepared, does a great job with that, and I'm sure that'll be on full display tonight. We're going to pause for the anthem. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Championship game of the Kozalski here at BG as the BG girls host Harpersville. And just want to put it out there, I'm allowed to do that. I've checked with all of my sources. But we'll be keeping an eye on the Walton Downsville girls game tonight. They're over in the championship game of the Oxford tournament. That's the Al Doyle tournament. They are playing Moravia tonight, and they are tipping off at about 6:15. Grace Wally from Walton is 16 away from hitting 1,000. So our good friend Ben Patton is there taking photos for the Walton Reporter. He said he would keep us posted, and we will be able to keep an eye on things there to see if Grace can get it tonight. Moravia is always a very tough team, so might be difficult, but Grace does fill it up, averaging over 16 a game right now. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that, and we will keep you posted. So, all right, Coach, we got our starting lineups. Do you want to do BG to start things off here?
Sure. For BG, senior number 4, Peyton Umbra. Junior number 11, Emma Kintner. She's a three-point shooter. Need to watch out for her.
Mm-hmm.
Senior number 13, Jaslyn Henderson. 11th grader, or junior number 14, Victoria Suda. I like the crowd after she was announced. They all said, Suda. And sophomore number 21, Marissa Mayo. And the Bobcats are coached by Bob Conway.
On the other side for the Harpersville Hornets and first-year head coach Kevin Hartman, they will start with 8th grader number 1, Lainey Steinbrecher. A senior number 3, Gabby Pulea. A senior, she's the one to watch here, number 4, Adriana Hartman. A senior, number 13, Jesselyn Powell, and a freshman, number 15, Isabella Brotzman. And we're underway here in the Kozalski. BG wins the opening tip. They're going to go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim here. It says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. And there's Jaslyn Henderson down to the right low block with a little up and under to score here for BG.
Yeah, that was a tough angle on that drive. Nice finish with the underhand layup.
Harpersville is in the navy blue uniforms with the white and the gold trim. Says Harpersville in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. The boys program is combined this year, Afton-Harpersville. Girls are separate. Afton has a team. Harpersville has a team. And so we're about 30 seconds in, an early 2-0 lead here for BG. Championship game of the Kozalski. BG girls defeated Harpersville in the JV championship game here at the Kozalski right before this game. And we got an early foul here on Emma Kinter as she got a piece of Gabby Pelea there as she took it in for the right-handed layup, and this will send Gabby to the line. Interested to see this Harpersville team. A couple of these players have really committed themselves to travel ball, so trying to get it to pay off in the winter season, and Gabby's first shot is up and good. Second shot coming here for Harpersville. 2-1 in the early going here. Again, thanks for listening on WCDOsports.com as well as she misses the second shot. And we have a rebound for BG. Our web stream tonight, our free audio, brought to you by SFCU. That's all over on WCDOsports.com. BG running the offense. They find Marissa Mayo on a great pass from Suda to the left low block, and she scores.
There was your flex offense. They got that layup off the flex pick.
And now a steal by the Bobcats as Harpersville brings it across midcourt. Ahead now for Henderson, a little up and under, and she missed it. Maybe somebody got a piece of her arm there, but it was well short. But a traveling violation on the rebound on Harpersville is going to give it back to BG. So maybe some early nerves here as both teams settle in for this championship game. Just under 6 minutes to go first quarter, and BG on top 4-1. Bobcats have it going right to left. On the big Bobcat logo here at midcourt, Suda will find Peyton Umbra to the left side. Umbra, a very good three-point shooter as well, tries a pass over the top of the defense. It's deflected away by Harpersville. They'll take it the length of the court here with Lainey Steinbrecher, the eighth grader, and she scores to cut the BG lead to 4-3. Good athletic move there from Steinbrecher with 5:25 to go here in this first quarter. Mayo missed the first shot, but gets a second opportunity and puts it in. And so Marissa Mayo gives BG a 6-3 lead here over Harpersville. 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter.
Both teams opening in man-to-man defense, both playing pretty aggressive.
Here's Steinbrecher, the eighth grader, trying to take it to the tin. It was a wide-open layup there. She didn't use the glass. It rolled off the back of the rim and a rebound for the Bobcats.
I think she was anticipating the contact that never came.
And here's Jaslyn Henderson in the paint now for BG, going the other way. Lost control, and on the rebound, she missed the shot, then lost control, rolled out. It's going to go back to Harpersville.
And I think you got a foul there on Victoria Suda as she was going after that loose ball. So that's three early fouls on the Bobcats. With about 6 minutes to go here, two more fouls, and Harpersville will shoot the rest of the quarter.
And so Harpersville has it knocked away as they try to bring it up the right side of the court here in the backcourt. Little full court pressure coming from the Bobcats, full court man. And here is Hartman near midcourt. She's been quiet so far in the early going. They'll pass it to the far side to Pelea, and she can't get across. And head coach Kevin Hartman saying to his team, we've got to be a little more aware there as BG leads 6-3 after the turnover, 5:35 to go first quarter.
Yeah, I don't think they were aware that the 10 seconds was going to run out because of the deflection. I think they thought they had a full 10, but they didn't.
Bobcats will get it back again going right to left. Here's Suda with a good move into the paint, takes it strong off the glass, and Suda scores.
Yeah, really nice ball fake there to get her defender away from her, and then she went hard to the rim.
And so that makes it 8-3 for BG. And now Hartman lost control of that as she came across midcourt, got tripped up, rolled out, last touch by BG, they say. And so Harpersville will keep control of it here.
They're going to switch it. I thought that was a good play by Jaslyn Henderson. She probably could have picked it up, but it was close, and she realized that she never touched it. So she let it go out, and then when the referee pointed for Harpersville, it looked like she said, what are you talking about? But they switched it.
And here's Umbra. Gets behind the defense, and Suda finds her there, and Umbra scores to make it 10-3. And now a timeout's going to be taken here by Harpersville. With 5:10 to go in the opening quarter, BG looking strong here in the Kozalski Championship. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 5:10 to go in the first quarter. 10-3 our score. BG girls on top and Harpersville coming out of the timeout. In the backcourt, Steinbrecher, the eighth grader, will break the press. Try to take it coast to coast. Blocked out of there by Kinter. And out of play. It'll stay here with the Hornets. And so a good time out there by head coach Kevin Hartman trying to get his team to settle in. BG playing some swarming defense so far, and they're just so good at knowing to get a turnover, look up, and they're able to find easy passing lanes, and a lot of their buckets have been pretty wide open so far. A missed shot here by Hartman from straight away. The rebound is a jump ball. It's going to stay with HCS.
Harpersville ran a good out-of-bounds play there. They had a good look, just weren't able to capitalize, but good hustle there to get the loose ball and create the jump ball and keep the possession.
Hornets have it on the baseline to the right of their hoop as they go left to right in the navy blue with gold trim into the right corner for the Hornets. And they'll work one back out to Steinbrecher here on the right side, closely guarded by Peyton Umbra. They try to go to the high post, and Suda's got a reach in. That's going to be her second foul, correct, Coach?
Yes, her second, team fourth.
And so Coach Conway is going to go to the bench, and Camry Patton will come in, but they have not missed a beat when Camry has come in off the bench so far this season. And that's why I like this BG team so much. You bring in Jalen Winans. You bring in Camry Patton. All very good players. We'll see what she can do here tonight. On the inbounds play, Harpersville with a good look on the left side, but they miss it. Back out of bounds, it'll still remain with the Hornets. So Harpersville will get it in. Steinbrecher, right corner three. Just a little too much mustard on that. Missed the shot. And a rebound here for Marissa Mayo. Had Mayo and Mustard on that play. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. BG leading 10-3. Make it, halfway down. I was going to say 12-3, but Kinter's layup won't fall. And Harpersville's got the rebound. Here's Steinbrecher again. Chest pass left side to Pelea. And we'll work one to the left side. Back to the interior. A little up and under move. Can't get the shot. Kicks one back out. Shot here from Jesselyn Powell from the left corner. A long two won't go. Rebound for BG. And here is Umbra down low finding Henderson. She missed the layup, but she's fouled on the way up from the right low block. So we'll have a whistle there with just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 10-3 is our score. BG is leading Harpersville here in the Kozalski Championship. Harpersville going to the bench. Viviana Houston coming in here for Jesselyn Powell. 3 eighth graders on this Harpersville team coming up to make a difference this year.
I think if you looked at the shot chart here so far for BG, all the shots have come with inside the paint, almost layup range. So clearly that's the game plan, is to attack that basket and get the ball inside down low. No outside shots taken yet by the Bobcats.
Henderson goes 1 out of 2 at the line, so that makes it BG 11-3 on top of Harpersville with just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. On that second shot, it was tipped out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to stay with BG. They find Henderson, and she gets it to go. Great pass there from Umbra, and Henderson's able to finish.
Really good execution by the Bobcats on that out-of-bounds play.
So Henderson's got 5 points, and BG with their biggest lead at 13-3, and now a traveling violation on Steinbrecher is going to give it back to the Bobcats. And so 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Harpersville trying to bring some pressure. BG gets away from it, and they'll find Patton on the left side. Patton will pick it up, goes back to Kinter, safely into the hands of the senior guard, Peyton Umbra, here left side. Umbra with a chest pass to Marissa Mayo. Now to Patton. Nice little give and go. They find Mayo on the left low block. She dribbled it off her foot, maybe deflected by Harpersville. They're going to say it stays here with the Bobcats. Harpersville wants the instant replay on that one.
They think it went off the BG's foot, but it went off of Harpersville's foot.
Umbra's got it on the baseline to the right of the hoop. Works it in with 10 on the shot clock. We'll see if they're aware. Patton, left side. Shot clock coming down to five. Now to Henderson, right side. To Kinter. She's got to force the three and left it short. We'll have a shot clock violation here on the Bobcats. But BG leads 13-3 here with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. So Harper-Zill is going to get it back. And Henderson with good defense sprawling out for that one, tipped it away before Hartman could get her mitts on it.
Harpersville hasn't really turned it over, and not a lot of live ball turnovers against this Bainbridge-Guilford press, but it's clearly bothering them a little bit, and been to BG's advantage.
Harpersville brings it down the floor. Steinbrecher to the left corner now. Will feed one across. Hornets trying to find some rhythm. They're looking for Hartman, but Henderson has been draped all over her everywhere she goes. Steinbrecher for three. And that shot is too strong off the back of the rim. And Umbra's got a rebound. Her pass to midcourt is scooped up by Mayo. And they'll get it across the line just in time with Kinter. Now back to Umbra. With a bounce pass to Kinter on the right side. Finding Henderson at the left elbow. Little dribble drive for Henderson, and she's fouled as she goes up. BG executing very well here with 2.5 to go in the first, and it's Bainbridge-Guilford girls leading Harpersville 13-3.
And that's two fouls on Adriana Hartman, and she'll have to go to the bench here with 2:32 to go.
One of their leading scorers, and she's scoreless so far tonight, but she's been shadowed and hounded by Jaylen Henderson. Umbra's going to go to the bench here for BG. And Jalen Winans will come in, the ninth grader. Good outside shooter. Henderson misses the first one at the line, and a second one coming. Again, stay tuned in just a little bit after the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Henderson goes 0-for-2 there. She'll want those back. On the rebound, it was last touched by BG, so it's going to go back to Harpersville. So the Hornets have it on the baseline. They'll look at to bring it in with Steinbrecher down the right side. Steinbrecher, a pass to the interior. They'll put a shot up here with Brown. It's off the mark. Rebound kept alive here by the Hornets. Little dribble drive here for HCS. Off the glass and good for Gabby Pelea. And that slices the BG lead back to 13-5. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter here in the Kozalski Championship, live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Into the right corner. Now looking for Jalen Winans. We'll work it back out to Marissa Mayo. In the paint, Mayo with a good take. Too strong off the glass. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Can't get that to go. Kinter with a third chance. And a fourth chance here for Mayo, and it still rolls off the front of the iron. Must have been a lid on that thing, and the Hornets come back the other way. Steinbrecher goes coast to coast, and she finishes.
Really nice job by Steinbrecher there all the way up the court. She was pressured, kept her composure, and was able to put that in.
That cuts the BG lead down to 13-7. Hornets won't go quietly. Here's Henderson with a little 10-foot jumper on the right side, and she sinks it. And Henderson's at 7 points now for BG.
Nice pass there by Mayo, I believe.
15-7, BG leading Harpersville. Into the right corner here for the Hornets. A shot here is a little too strong for Neer. Off the far side, Steinbrecher's got a rebound. Up off the glass, and the kiss is good there for the eighth grader, Lainey Steinbrecher. And she's got 6 points, makes it 15-9.
Yeah, Hornets on a little bit of a run here. They've closed the gap here the last minute or so.
A little bit of a trap here at midcourt. They find Camry Patton, and she's sandwiched and fouled in the paint. And as soon as that ball carrier came across midcourt, double-teamed immediately there by the Hornets, so they had to make a quick decision. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. BG girls leading Harpersville 15-9. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Here's a corner three for Emma Kinter. Splash, and you got to look out when Emma gets hot. She can feel it from downtown. She hits her first one tonight, makes it 18-9. And the Hornets will bring it back up the floor just when you thought Harpersville was going to chip away at this thing. Well, maybe they still will, as there's a kiss off the glass for Gabby Pelea, and she's got 5 points. Back the other way for BG, a little bit of a track meet. Henderson can't get that shot to go. Hornets have got it back, looking to go coast to coast. And a shot here by Neer is blocked out of bounds by Mayo and Kinter. And so we'll have a stoppage with 18 seconds to go here first quarter. Hornets will have it. to the left of their own basket, but it's stolen away by BG. Mayo got her a piece of that. Patton to midcourt, finds Winans, stops, pops, and buries it from about 5 feet on the right side. And BG leads 20-11. Hornets going to try to get a shot off here to end the quarter, and they're going to run out of time. End of the first quarter here at the Kozalski Girls Championship, and the BG girls leading on their home floor over Harpersville 20-11. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back after these messages on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. At the end of the first quarter, now the start of the second, the BG girls lead Harpersville 20-11 after the opening quarter in the Kozalski title game here in Bainbridge. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, GMU athletic director, longtime coach in the area, GMU and Unitego. Skenevis. Am I missing any other stops in there?
I don't think so. Helped out at Oneana.
Three ball here from Kinter on the right side. Bang, another one there for Kinter.
Boy, if she gets her feet set, she has a nice soft touch there. Good rotation on the ball. Both of her shots from three, except for that one that was at the end of the shot clock, looked good right out of her hand.
She was really good for them off the bench last year, and you could see the potential, and I feel like it's really starting to come out this year. Early second quarter, BG girls leading 23-11 over Harpersville. Now a steal by Marissa Mayo, and she'll take it in for the layup. And Mayo's got 6 points. And here's the balance. Henderson with seven, Mayo with six, Kinter with six. So right out of the gate here tonight, a really good balance for the Bobcats. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, 25-11. BG on top of Harpersville.
And you mentioned Patton and Winans have both come in the game and made solid contributions for the Bobcats.
Now another steal by BG as Harpersville tries to bring it up the floor, and Kinter is fouled on the left-handed layup, and it's going to be a really fun year. I mean, Delhi maybe on paper, I would say most people are assuming they're going to have a great chance to win the league. Sydney's right there, BG, Unitego, Afton is improved, Harpersville is improved as Kinter makes the first one. There's just not going to be an easy game, I think, this season in the MAC. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And they're back to playing each other twice, correct?
Yes. And, I mean, Delhi and Unitego haven't even played a league game yet. They've already played each other twice in various tournaments. So we're seeing a lot of teams matching up against each other as Delhi beat Unitego earlier today in the championship game of the Dick White tournament in Cooperstown. Bobcats have it. On the right side, the defense has been very solid to start this second quarter. Kinter, a wide open three, right side, left this one short. And we cursed her there, coaches. That one falls out of bounds. 6.5 to go, second quarter. BG leads 26-11.
On that one, it looked like she didn't have her feet set, but she caught it, and I think she had made up her mind that she was going to shoot. Harpersville had switched to a 1-3-1. She just got excited that she was going to get that open look, and she didn't take her time.
Almost too wide open. Another steal now for BG. And Mayo's going to take it inside. Nice block, though, by Ayanna Brown of Harpersville out of play. Important little stretch here for Harpersville to not let this balloon up too much more if you can for the Hornets. They had a nice little run there to end the first quarter. And then BG has really come out of the gates firing here in the second quarter. And here's Mayo on a putback. Mayo's got 8 points, and the Hornets want to talk it over. BG now leads 28-11 here in the Kozalski Championship in Bainbridge. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back. Live high school girls basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:15 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is at the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney tonight. He's our in-game producer. Harpersville brings it up the floor right to left. It gets knocked out of bounds there by Patton. And so Houston will inbound it here for Harpersville. Harpersville in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim, the gold trim going left to right. And here is the Hornets going to the high post with Paulea. And a running jumper for her falls. She's got it. 7 points now for Gabby.
Nice soft touch there.
Makes it 28-13, and then BG throws it away. Almost a little too rushed there in transition. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. We'll try to tell you about all the wackiness this week. There's been a lot of tournaments for the holidays, but some are complete. Some have been postponed. Some have new dates, so we'll try to get all that to you at halftime. As here's a steal by Jaslyn Henderson at midcourt. Takes it in, scores the layup for BG, and she's fouled.
Yeah, nice steal there at midcourt. Went hard to the basket. I was impressed. She dribbled the whole way. That left hand finished through the contact. Old-fashioned three-point play.
Henderson with 9 points, looking to make it 10 here at the line. She struggled a little bit so far tonight at the line. We'll see if she can get back on track here. 5:35 to go in the second quarter. And Henderson hits it. She's got 10. Quiet night for Henderson in the win over Windsor. Only 4 points, so trying to make up for it here tonight. She didn't need to score a ton the other night as her teammates really picked her up. And here's a nice shot off the glass here for Hartman for Harpersville. That's her first basket of the night. Cuts it to 31-15. Long baseball throw here from Umbra to Suda to Henderson, and she's fouled. Great ball movement there by the Bobcats. And another foul here against the Hornets. So good to be back on the radio. I think we had two or three games over the last 2 weeks that were canceled by no after-school activities, snowstorms, no school. So Henderson at the line makes the first. You and I haven't been on the air since we were at the Morris tournament, where Ryan Murphy hit 1,000 points a couple weeks ago.
Was that your last broadcast?
Yeah, that was the last one.
What other ones got canceled? I know Sydney Delhi girls.
Sydney Delhi girls. What else did we have off the top of my head on the schedule? I think we've had two, maybe three games that were postponed. We were looking at some other tournament action. Here's another steal by Henderson at midcourt, and she'll take it in. And Henderson's got 14, and the floodgates have opened here. It's 35-15 for BG over Harpersville. 4:50 to go in the second quarter.
And the difference has been BG's execution on offense, but that full court press has really kind of bothered the Hornets here.
A missed shot by Harpersville, scooped up here by Umbra in the backcourt. Umbra will come across midcourt and a bounce pass down low through the hands there. Thought maybe it was off Mayo, but it was last touched by the Hornets. Kinter coming back in, and Mayo to the bench to get a rest. Coming up on 4.5 to go in the second quarter. BG girls in control, 35-15. And they find Henderson on a backdoor cut. Umbra with a great bounce pass, and Henderson is fouled. Again, she's making a living at the foul line so far here tonight. And so Henderson will step in. Coach and I on Saturday are going to be at the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence for the boys. And we'll see what the matchups will be for the consolation and the championship games. Those first round games are on Friday night. We'll be there on Saturday as Henderson makes the first shot here. Teams in that tournament, we have GCR, Gilboa Roxbury, GMU's in that tournament, the South Courtright boys, and the Lawrence boys. And the second shot by Henderson is no good, but then a steal by Winans on the outlet pass for Harpersville. Goes right back inside to Henderson. And she gets tackled from behind here. Can't get the shot. Play stays alive. No foul. And BG's going to reset on offense. They find Kinther into the left corner here for Peyton Umbra. Floating one back out. BG trying to be patient. Kinther lost control of it. It rolls into the backcourt. And we have a jump ball.
It's going to go to Harpersville.
Yeah, Arrow's going to give it to the Hornets. With 4:10 to go here in the second quarter, 36-15. Shots are falling tonight here for Bainbridge-Guilford. So Harpersville will have it on the near side. They'll go to Steinbrecher, the impressive eighth grader here for the Hornets with 6 points. Feeds one into the right side corner for Jesselyn Powell. Her shot was short, and a rebound here for the Bobcats. Kinter is across the midcourt timeline. Good ball movement here. Suda will find Henderson at the high post. Back out to Kinter. A pass over the top of the defense to Umbra, and she buries it.
Yeah, nice look there by Kinter to find Umbra on that baseline.
And those BG players just know when to sink in, find that open space, find that gap. Very, very tough to defend as BG leads 38-15. Now with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. When you're preparing to go up against the flex, Coach, how much time do you have to devote in practice to going up against a Coach Conway offense?
Well, it helps if you have the flex in and you run it. When I was at Unitego, we had it in, but didn't run it very much, but I had it in because I wanted my kids to know how to execute it so that when they saw it, they would know, hey, this is the next cut pick that's coming, this is the next cut. So without having it in yourself, you do have to spend a lot of time going over, hey, this is where they're going to be looking to throw the ball, this is the next pick, this is where this is coming from, so...
Hartman was fouled and will head to the line here for Harpersville. And Hartman's first shot is too strong. What has always amazed me is how BG is able to execute it. You know they're going to run it and they can still be very successful with it. I'm curious why more teams don't, you don't see it very often anymore. I'm surprised teams have gotten away from it.
It's kind of an older offense.
Yeah.
It was actually the only offense we ran when I was in high school playing. And everybody knew that's what we were going to run, and most of the time they couldn't stop it.
Hartman goes 1 out of 2 to make it 38-16. BG on top. Harpersville trying to fight and hang tough here. Here's Suda on a little drive to the right low block. She's fouled. Good defensive play there by Brotsman of Harpersville.
I think they just call it a deflection out of bounds.
Timeout's going to be taken here by BG. Will be BG ball when we come back. As the Bobcats lead 38-16 in the Kozalski Girls Championship here, BG on top of Harpersville. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. 30-second break on CDL.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. Out of the timeout, a well-organized play here for BG. Suda's shot was partially blocked. Henderson got a piece of it, put it back up, but it rolls out of bounds, and Harpersville will get it back. But BG leads 38-16 here in the Kozalski Girls Championship game with 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here's Harpersville going right to left. Here's Steinbrecher. The talented eighth grader with a pass to the far side. Scoops one over to the near side here for Near. Harpersville taking their time. Shot clock is at 10. Steinbrecher to the interior. Nice bounce pass finds Powell. Her shot is off the mark. Ricochets out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Hornets.
Only 6 seconds on the shot clock as that shot did not hit the rim. Let's see if the Hornets are aware.
Mayo comes back in. Patton comes back in as well for BG. Winans and Suda to the bench. Harpersville has it on the baseline. They'll look to get it in, and they do. A long three in the left corner. Just a little short there for Jesslyn Powell, and a rebound underneath by Peyton Umbra. Umbra's across midcourt. Chest pass to Mayo. Mayo going to walk it up, picked up her dribble in a tough spot, but we have a foul underneath on BG. What'd you see here, Coach?
I don't really know how that was a foul on BG. It looked like to me like Patton was trying to post up.
Called a hold?
Maybe she hooked her when she was trying to post up, but looks like there was contact both ways. If I was officiating, which I never claimed to be one, I would have let it go.
Yeah, it was kind of away from the ball play. Didn't get a great look at it.
There was really no advantage gained by BG.
2 minutes to go here, second quarter. BG girls on top 38-16, and now a foul on Mayo as Harpersville tries to take it along the right baseline with Near. She was bumped.
Now that one you had to call because the Harpersville player went out of bounds, so you had to give it a foul.
Harpersville on the baseline. Hartman to the right of her own hoop. Hornets going left to right. They'll feed one into the left corner now as they work it around the top of the arc. Back to Steinbrecher, a straightaway three. The bank is closed here. Too strong. And the Bobcats clean up the loose change. They got the rebound. Ahead now to Kinter. Splits two defenders. Kinter into the paint. Little up and under, and the scoop won't score. Rebound tracked down here by Patton, and they'll reset.
Boy, the Bobcats really go to the offensive boards.
Here's Mayo with a runner on the follow-up. Couldn't get it. Rebound by Henderson. Kicks one back out to Kinter, and she hits it, and she has three threes and 10 points now.
She had her feet set on that one.
41 points in this first half. Yeah, that looked like a good shot. Makes it 41-16. Ball rolls out. Harpersville will have it underneath their own hoop. BG firing on all cylinders here in the Kozalski. And on the baseline, Harpersville get it in. Nice play. They get a wide open layup out of it to Jesslyn Powell. She just came out of that little stack and was wide open. Bobcats have it. A give and go from Mayo to Henderson. Back to Mayo, and she buries it.
Nice little pocket pass there. Back to the cutter and Mayo.
Mayo's got 10. Kinter's got 10. And Henderson's got 15. So there's the balance we talk about with Bainbridge-Guilford. 53 seconds to go in the second quarter. 43-18 our score. BG girls leading Harpersville here in the Kozalski Tournament Championship. On the baseline, Harpersville looking to get it in. Good move here by Brotzman. Kicks one back out into the corner. Long two for Near is too strong. And a rebound scooped up here by Peyton Umbra. Chest pass ahead. They find Patton with a bounce pass to Henderson. And she got tied up. And we have a traveling violation here.
Yeah, the Harpersville girl had the ball. She was on the ground, and she stood up.
I couldn't see through the traffic who had possession. 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Bobcats have it on the baseline. They'll look to feed one in to Mayo from the foul line. Swish there from Marissa Mayo, and she's got 12 points. And they can't miss right now, 45-18. We must be good luck this season, Coach, because when we show up, the shots start falling. People start making shots. Harpersville with a three here. They miss this one. We got a jump ball on the rebound with 20 seconds left here before the halftime break. Bobcats will play for the last shot, it looks like, in the second quarter. Mayo's got it across midcourt to Kinter. Kinter says, I'm going in. And a traveling violation here on Kinter. Shuffled their feet in the lane. So Harpersville's going to have 10 seconds to try to get the last shot. Hartman to the far side for Steinbrecher. Wants that three NBA range for Steinbrecher. A little too much juice on it. Rebound comes back to her, and her shot at the buzzer is no good. Halftime here at Bainbridge Guilford, and the BG girls lead 45-18, with Henderson having 15, Mayo with 12, Kinter with 10 to lead the way for BG. 7 for Pelea on the other side for Harpersville, and 6 for the 8th grader, Lainey Steinbrecher. So, Coach, any thoughts before we hit the break?
BG has certainly been impressive. I've been impressed with all facets of their game. Defense, offensive rebounding, execution. They make the extra pass. And as you said, they're really doing a great job shooting the ball tonight.
All right, we'll be back with our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. BG girls lead Harpersville 45-18 at the break. We'll be back with more here on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Mirabado Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never...
See the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're live at the Kozalski Tournament Championship, 47th annual Kozalski Girls Tournament here at Bainbridge Guilford. And it's time for the Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabado has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabado today at 607-563-HEAT or visit Mirabado.com. Halftime score, BG girls leading Harpersville 45-18. Here's your scoring summary so far. Jaislyn Henderson with a game-high 15 so far for BG, 12 for Marissa Mayo, 10 for Emma Kinter, 4 for Peyton Umbra, 2 for Jalen Winans, and 2 for Victoria Suda. On the other side for Harpersville, 7 points for Gabby Pelea, 6 for the 8th grader Lainey Steinbrecher, 3 for Adriana Hartman, 2 for Jesselyn Powell on the other side for Harpersville. So 45-18 here at the break, and we got a little half-court shot contest going on here, and I thought we would take now to talk about this chicken scratch I have for tournaments that has been going on. 15 local tournaments involving local teams in the holiday break. It was right around the same time as Thanksgiving. There was 15 or 16 tournaments as well there. Some tournaments that have already wrapped up. The Unadilla Valley tournament wrapped up yesterday. The Dick White tournament wrapped up today in Cooperstown. But the weather has been wreaking havoc, Coach, on all of this. And I wanted to ask you, as an athletic director, do you dread when the snow and the sleet and the ice comes, and how difficult is it to kind of make these decisions and try to reschedule games when you have to?
Well, usually I think if you asked any athletic director in the area, whether it be the winter or the spring, if there's a chance of some precipitation or some wintry mix or rain in the spring, if you cancel, there's a real solid chance that nothing's going to happen.
Oh,
because
yes,
you canceled. If you say, oh, let's try to make it work, we're going to get hammered with snow and rain. And so it's not as difficult to make up the games as you would think. It's not hard for the schools to find a date. What has really become a challenge is you have to find a date where there's officials. For all of you people out there listening who really appreciate high school sports, I know all the sports are really hurting for officials. So if you have any interest at all in sports and enjoy high school sports, I would encourage you, if you have any knowledge, maybe you'd be interested in becoming an official. All of the official boards are looking for new officials because the overall age of the officials is not going in the right direction. We're hurting for officials. So two schools might agree, hey, this is the date we want to play. You send it in to the assigner, and they say, oh, sorry, we don't have any officials for that day. Now you got to find a different day.
We've done, I think, 2, maybe 3 podcast episodes with various groups of officials coming in, pleading their case to our listeners to say, you know, especially if you're a young person, it's a great way to make some extra money. If you got thick enough skin, you can handle it. It's a great way to stay in shape. So you can go on the Nate Law podcast, listen to any of those. Great way for former athletes to stay involved in the game. But yeah, I hear that all the time, and it's not uncommon for me to, you know, maybe on a Saturday, hey, I'm going to go to this game at 2 o'clock, and then I'm going to go to this game at 5 o'clock, and this game at 8 o'clock. It's like the refs are following me around. They are so overbooked that they're saying, oh, I had to do a JV game at 2, and then I'm going to do this varsity game at 5, and then there's this and this. It's really amazing. For as much grief as they take behind the scenes, they are really the ones that keep things going for us.
And, you know, I mean, you know, in a lot of your research for your podcast or things on your website, you go back and look at old scorebooks. You know, you want to find out, who scored 1,000 points at this school. When I did it at Gilbertsville Mount Upton for both the boys and the girls, I was amazed at the number of officials that we still have officiating today that were officiating back in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, there's some officials that are still officiating today who were officiating then.
I mean, what's Neil Riddell say? He's been doing it 50 years.
Yeah.
50 years. I mean, it's incredible. So some of these guys, they're hanging on because we need them to, but they deserve certainly to fade into retirement if they want to. And it's got to be hard running up and down a court or a field or whatever. Not easy. Not easy. So, all right, Coach, we got to take a break here on the Morabit Energy Products Halftime Report. Good chat there. BG Girls leading 45-18 at the break at the Kozalski Tournament Championship as they're trying to put the icing on the cake here in the second half and win another Kozalski Tournament title. We'll be back with the start of the second half coming up on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back to start the second half. BG already with a quick layup on a steal and a score. Another steal here for the Bobcats, but this time they throw it away. So BG now going left to right. They lead 47-18.
Yeah, that first layup was picture perfect team basketball steal. Give it up, and then run the floor and get it back and make a layup.
BG, very balanced. Going to take that into the second half here. Let's see what Harpersville can do to try to get back in this game. As the Hornets will have it now going right to left. They're in the navy blue with the gold trim. 7:10 to go here in the third. Kozalski Tournament Championship, the 47th annual year of this tournament here. One of the oldest girls tournaments in the area. Also, across New York State from the research that we've done over the years. Just a really cool event here at Bainbridge Guilford. And so Harpersville will get it in, again going right to left. They're going to try to find Hartman. Let's see if they can get her going. A 3-4 Hartman from straight away off the side of the rim, and a rebound here for Peyton Umbra. Hartman sitting on 3 points so far tonight. Marissa Mayo to the left side, a bounce pass to the interior. Suda tries to go up and under, partially blocked off her fingertips and out of bounds with 6:48 to go here in the third. And so the Hornets will walk it up the floor, going right to left. Hartman surveying her options here on the right wing side, floats one back over, and will now find Steinbrecher here straight away. They'll feed one to Ayanna Brown on the right side. 10 on the shot clock, and she has her pocket picked. Kinter's got it, and she gets tripped up at midcourt. And everybody went flying on that play. They all appear to be okay. And so after the foul, BG's going to get that back.
And that's the fourth foul on Gabby Puella. Payella.
And so she's got the four fouls. It looks like she's going to have to come out. In the meantime, Henderson on the right side, on the right wing, puts in another bucket, and Henderson's got 17. Having a nice night after, again, being quiet in the first round game. BG coming in at 7-0 to start the season, looking to improve on that here tonight.
And that 17 could be a few more because she left some at the free throw line there in the first half.
Three ball here on the left side for the Hornets. They can't get it to go. And now Kinter to midcourt on the rebound here for the Bobcats. Left side, Suda. Good bounce pass here for Henderson. Lost it. It's going to go out of bounds. Now, this is interesting, Coach. To me, Suda catches that with her back to the basket and almost turns to throw it, knowing that Henderson's going to be there, not even necessarily looking.
No.
And it didn't quite work out perfectly, but it's almost like when you see a quarterback throw and then the receiver turns and the ball falls into his hands. It's like they really know the progressions on this that well. Harpersville down low, and a good move here by Brown. Off the glass, up and good, and Suda couldn't stop it. Makes it BG 49, Harpersville 20. 5 minutes to go in the third. Now a steal here by Brown. Trying to go coast to coast, and she finishes. Ayanna Brown with back-to-back buckets here for Harpersville. Makes it 49-22. Kinter is across midcourt now for BG, going left to right. Kinter going coast to coast, but her layup won't go. It's out of bounds, going to stay here with the Bobcats. They're in the white uniforms tonight with the navy blue trim. So Peyton Umbra on the baseline to the left of the hoop will look to get it in. And she finds Kinter, loads up the three ball, pops in and out. Rebound, scooped up. They find Suda. As Umbra got it, chest pass over to Suda, and she puts it in.
That was a nice look by Umbra.
Umbra just does all those little things out there, making the extra pass, a rebound, an assist, whatever it might be. Straightaway three for Steinbrecher is off the right side of the rim and going to go out of bounds. We are going to try to get you an update here on Grace Wally, and looks like she's on pace. She's got 8 points at halftime. She needs 16. And Moravia leads Walton Downsville 18-12 in that game. So Grace is 8 points away from joining the 1,000-point club tonight for Walton. And so if Grace gets that, she would be the ninth player in Walton history and the sixth female to get it for the Walton Warriors.
How many players so far this year in the coverage area?
Boy, in the WCDO area, we've had, as the ball rolls out of bounds here for BG,
I can think of two.
We had Ryan Murphy Morris. Grace gets it tonight, hopefully, fingers crossed. Who am I forgetting that got it early? As here's Kinter at the line. And the first one is good for Kinter. Mac? No, Brady? No, that was the all-time Oneana boys scoring record for Brady Carr. Kinter misses the second one. Rebound is tracked down by Harpersville. We got a foul. 52-22, BG girls on top with 4 minutes to go here in the third. Is it an easy one?
Yeah. Want the location where they got it?
Sure.
They got it in Stamford Jefferson.
Got it in Stamford Jefferson. Boy, I should know this. Boys, girls?
Boy.
Got it in... Oh, yeah, Xander Johnson. Excuse
there you
me.
Go.
Unitigo. Oh, boy, how could I forget? I'm sorry, Xander. Yeah, he got it in the Stamford tournament because we went and did that game hoping he would get it at home. And I think he needed... I think it was 24 maybe he needed.
Against Worcester, right?
Against Worcester, and I think he got like 10 that night, so...
And you just... did that on X, I think.
Yes.
or as someone called it, I heard recently, on Twix.
On Twix. I like that. Pass here ahead for BG into the right corner. Pull-up jumper for Jalen Winans. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Henderson. She tries to scoop it up. Can't get it. Winans, another rebound, and we got a jump ball. 3:45 to go in the third. BG girls on top of Harpersville, 52-22. There's a bunch that are very close to getting it. I can't name names, but I can think of three boys off the top of my head that are very close. And I don't think anybody thinks that this is a secret, but McKenna Hoyt should be very close to 2,000. There might be even four boys that are close. So we're going to have a bunch coming up here.
Good.
And hopefully Grace gets it tonight. That's the reason we're having this conversation. And here's Harpersville trying to go right back to the interior here to Ayanna Brown, but she's stripped there by Winans. And Winans is going to come across midcourt here for Bainbridge Guilford. Right side here. And a great pass by Henderson to find Camry Patton, and she scores.
As she drove the basket there on the right side, Patton's defender came over to help and double-teamed. She threw that little pocket pass right to her at the block almost before she was there, as you said previously. Great unselfish team play by the Bobcats.
Yeah, just it's like they've run it 1,000 times. I just picture them in practice running it and running it and running it. So you just, there's no question. Brown with a little putback. She's got three baskets in a row here for Harpersville.
And knowing Coach Conway the way that I do, I'm sure in practice he has said, this is where the double team's going to come from. This is how you beat it when they double team that play. This person cuts to this spot. You throw the pass right here. You're going to get a good look.
Yeah, the ins and outs that he knows about that offense, holy cow, he knows it stone cold. Here's Winans with a pull-up jumper. Just left it a little short. Rebound here for Harpersville. Hartman trying to find her way, but Henderson has just been draped all over her so far tonight. Hartman tries to force one here from the foul line. Missed it. Second chance, as she got her own rebound, was no good, and we got a foul underneath.
I thought that was a great box out by Cameron Patton, but unfortunately they've changed that rule that you can't displace the offensive player, and she kind of made contact, boxed out, and then kind of pushed back to clear the space, and they're going to call that every time, unfortunately. But good fundamental box out.
Henderson with 22 steals and 18 deflections on the year so far for BG. That's 3.7 steals per game for Henderson. Here's a three for Harpersville from way downtown on the left side. Therefore, Viviana Houston, it wouldn't go. Harpersville scoops up the rebound. I was just curious because we always talk about Jaislyn's defense. Looking for the deflection there. She couldn't quite get it. Harpersville into the teeth of the defense here, and we got a kick underneath with just under 2 minutes to go in the third, and the BG girls leading 54-24. And on the baseline, this will be Harpersville basketball to the right of the hoop. Hornets looking to get it in. Houston will lob one up here for Brown. Giving one back to Houston. Another deep three. This one is too strong, and Henderson is able to gobble up that rebound for the Bobcats. Kinter to the right side finds Winans, floats one to Mayo, now to Henderson, steps through, and Henderson is fouled as she tries that little up and under. BG finding ways to get to the line here tonight as well, as they comfortably lead Harpersville right now late in the third quarter, 54-24. Still some games on tonight. There were some tournaments that were postponed today. The Edmiston Christmas Tournament was postponed. A couple others throughout the area, but there were a handful of games that happened tonight, so make sure to check out natelull.com later. We'll have updated scores and standings for you there as Henderson goes 1 out of 2. She's got 18. So there was 26 games yesterday. Some of those did get postponed. Some are today. Some are going to be tomorrow even on New Year's Eve. And some will be on Friday, and then we'll have a full slate of games Friday, Saturday. So it's going to be A busy couple of days with a little bit of a break in there for the New Year's holiday as well, as Kinter gets whistled for a charge here as she came bowling into the lane and knocked over a couple of Harpersville players. I'm going to be thankful for a little bit of a break on New Year's Day.
I mean, people won't be texting you for scores.
They probably will.
Updates and standings.
Originally, there was nothing tomorrow on the schedule, and now I think there's, five or six games that got moved, and you know they're going to try to put them earlier in the day. They're running out of time. They don't have any choice before we get into next week. Here's Kinter trying to go coast to coast, hits it, and she's fouled. Kinter goes right back into the China shop. She's a bull in a China shop. She gets it to score. Kinter's up to 13. So we were going to have two full days off. It was kind of it's nice because we had Christmas Eve, Christmas, no games. And you can almost say, like, all right, if I can survive the tournaments, we'll get another one of those, but down to one day. Kinter makes the foul shot. She's at 14. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but it is nice when the phone goes quiet.
You probably really enjoy Sundays then.
Well, you know, I had this conversation with somebody the other day. 44 seconds to go here in the third.
That's probably when you get caught up.
There are more Sunday games than I can ever remember the last 2 years. There was a Sunday, I think, 2 weeks ago. There was 6 games on a Sunday. Various tournaments. I don't remember it being that way even 5 years ago. So, yes, it's my day to catch up. It's my family day. I used to not even look on Schedule Galaxy on Sundays because it's like there's not going to be anything there. And it's more and more common to have a Sunday game. Harpersville will get it in. A shot in the paint. Buckles off the side of the rim out of bounds. Going back to the Bobcats with 44 seconds to go here in the third. And so, yeah, it's a 7-day-a-week job. And Saturdays seem more full. You know, Saturdays, used to be just for tournaments or a playoff game, and now every Saturday it might as well be another league day. And on the baseline rolls out here, going to stay with the Bobcats.
Boy, I think the officials are really letting them play out here, especially in the second half. There's been a lot of contact that has not been called.
We have 22 seconds to go here in this third quarter. BG leading 58-24. Now we got a foul on the left low block, and Patton's going to go to the line here. So Camry Patton will step in to shoot two. And so again, BG using their bench. Everybody's been rotating in as Patton hits the first. 7 players have scored so far out of the 9 on the roster for BG. And Patton goes 2 out of 2. She's got 4 points. 60-24 for the Bobcats right now on top of the Hornets. And the Bobcats will get it in with Steinbrecher. And she is blocked on her second chance opportunity. We got a foul, and Steinbrecher is going to go to the line looking for her first points of the second half.
And she's been awfully quiet here in this third quarter. She had a good first half. I was impressed with her. Only an eighth grader.
So Steinbrecher is going to settle in at the line, and her first shot is off the mark to the right side of the rim. Just gone a little cold here. Second shot for Steinbrecher also won't go down, and a rebound here for Kinter of BG. We're down to 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Right side for Patton through her hands, but she's able to hold on at the last second. Patton comes off a screen. Game clock is down to 7. Dishing one for Henderson. Her shot, no. Rebound here for Lorimer. Back out Winans at the buzzer. Got it. Jalen Winans dials long distance. And at the end of the third quarter, it's BG 63, Harpersville 24. Fourth quarter coming up here at the Kozalski on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We start the fourth quarter here at the Kozalski with the BG girls on top 63-24. Umber's going to chase down a long pass here from Harper's, though, that they threw it away. And so the Hornets give this one up, and BG gets it back, going left to right in their own offensive end of the floor on the near side. Make sure you stay tuned after this fourth quarter, as here's a steal by Harpersville, 2-on-1 if they can hurry. And good defense by Peyton Umber to hustle back and block that shot away. We'll have our post-game show. We'll recap everything. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, as well as JM Electrical Contracting. Three ball here for Harpersville from straight away from Houston, and she couldn't get it to go. Umbra's got a rebound down the right side of the floor, and BG will reset. Mayo stops and pops and hits for a long 17-footer there from Mayo, and she's got 16.
Nice shot off the dribble there.
Henderson with 18, Mayo with 16, Kinter with 14. Winans with 5, and then 4 apiece for Umbra and Suda for BG. There's a steal now by Suda. 7 minutes to go, and BG's going to walk it up the floor here, leading 65-24. And to the left side here for Marin Lorimer. Dishing one off for Henderson. Little step through for Jaislyn. Missed it. Rebound Harpersville. Down the right side. Streaking away, and a foul on Umbra as she chased down Harpersville's Oshani Neer, who was trying to go up for the right-handed layup, and now Neer is going to go to the line here. And her first shot is short. 65-24, still our score. BG on top. 47th annual Kozalski Tournament. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. Second shot for Neer is no good. Rebound Suda. And once we get into January and the MAC season starts, I think we're going to see some great games. As Umbra tries to take it coast-to-coast, missed it. Rebound there for Henderson. Her shot won't go. Lormer's got his third chance. We'll kick it out. Back to the interior for Henderson. Tries a second pass there for Lormer, and it's knocked away. Coming up on 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and the BG girls leading 65-24. Three ball on the right side for Neer for Harpersville, just off the mark. We'll work one back out to Houston. She fires a three and hits. Viviana Houston hits the three. Makes it 65-27. And across the midcourt timeline here for Umbra. Bounce pass finds Lormer up off the glass, and it's good.
Her first 2 points of the night?
Yes. And so I believe the Harpersville shot there is off the mark, but we got a foul, and Brown is going to go to the line. I believe that just leaves Leah McVitie, who has not scored here tonight, but I don't know if she is dressed tonight or not. So I think everybody that is eligible has scored tonight. Yeah, you want to double-check me here, Coach? I think so. Everybody on the bench has scored.
Yeah.
So that is, yeah, everybody in a BG uniform tonight has gotten in the scorebook. Nice seal and a good layup there from Marin Lormer.
Yeah, with a nice pass from Umbra.
67-27 with 5:40 to go in the fourth. BG on top. Harpersville at the line. First shot here for Brown will not go. See if we can get you an update here on Grace Wally. She's at 10 points, so she needs 6, and they're about midway through the third quarter. And second shot here. Rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to BG. We're going to take a 30-second break here with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And BG on top, 67-27. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Steinbrecher with a three here for Harpersville. She's got 9 points now, and the score currently BG 69 and Harpersville 30 here in the Kozalski Tournament Championship. 20 points for Jaislyn Henderson. She's your leading scorer tonight for BG. Henderson down low. Up off the glass. Oh, can't get it to go. Mayo with a second chance, and she sinks it. Mayo's got 18. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. 71-30, BG on top. Steinbrecher, another three. This one too strong. Suda grabs the rebound and an outlet pass here to Umbra. Umbra down the left side. Setting it up, trying to run some offense here with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Henderson will feed one back out to Suda. BG trying to work a little clock here as they find Mayo in the corner. Back up to Suda. Shot clock is ticking into single digits, down to 5. Umbra trying to leave one off here for Lormer, and she's fouled. She just tried to chuck one from the left corner because the shot clock was at 2, but she was fouled, and she will head to the line. With just under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. So this will send Lormer to the line, and her first shot is no good. And the second one coming with BG on top, 71-30. Second shot for Lormer is good, and she's got 3 points. We can officially be on Grace watch now. She's up 12. So 4 to go here for Grace Wally if she can get it in the second half for her Walton Downsville team.
They're in the third quarter.
Third quarter, yes. That game, the championship game of the Oxford tournament, the Al Doyle tournament over at Oxford Academy. Umbra is going to head to the bench. Fans giving her a nice round of applause. I thought she played a good game tonight.
Yes.
A little up and under opportunity here for the Hornets, and we got a jump ball right underneath their own hoop, and the arrow gives it back to BG. So Henderson with 20, Mayo with 18, Kinter with 14, a lot of other contributions. I would not want to be the committee having to choose the All-Stars, and the MVP could go a lot of different ways. We'll try to let you know who makes the All-Star team during our post-game show here tonight. It'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes with 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Harpersville's going to get the ball back. Henderson to the bench. Hard to believe Jaislyn, a senior now. She's been one of the younger players on this team for many years and playing in her final Kozalski tournament here as BG is looking to improve to 8-0. What a start to the season. And a lot of this core group was the group in soccer this year that went 15-1-1, won a MAC championship, and you know, fell in the sectional semifinals on penalty kicks to Elmira Notre Dame. So this is a team that is just, these athletes have had a lot of success in soccer or cross country or whatever else they're doing this season. They've been off to a great start, a great end to 2025, and a good start to 2026 coming up. Suda to the left side will feed one to Mayo. Good pass down low for Lorimer, and it's good. And Lorimer's got 5 points. So Marin Lorimer off the bench making things work. 2:45 to go here in the fourth. Here's Hartman into the right corner. We'll feed one back out. And we got a foul.
You got a little bit of an illegal screen there.
Illegal screen there on the Hornets. Again, post-game show coming up. Our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. And so Marissa Mayo to the bench. Coach Conway, one by one, just kind of taking some of the starters out. But, I mean, he's only got 8 tonight, so can only do so much in terms of taking people out of the game. Suda and Kinter have come back in to try to play out the last 2.5 minutes to go here in the fourth with BG on top, 74-30. To the right side, a three for Harpersville. Died on the front of the rim here as Gabby couldn't get that shot to go. Kinter with a rebound. Outlet pass here to Winans near midcourt. Winans comes off of a screen. Chest pass to Patton on the left side. Patton to Lorimer as BG goes left to right. 2 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Patton, good pump fake. Wants to take it to the interior. Can't get the shot, but she's fouled. Nice strong move there by Patton. And so, again, check out NateLull.com later tonight. We've already posted some scores from games earlier today. It's probably 5 or 6 more that I need to gather up once we get out of here tonight. Updated standings every night as well, all free, as Patton gets the first shot to go at the line. Thanks to all our generous sponsors there on NateLull.com. Many of those sponsors support us here as well on WCDO. 2 for 2 for Patton, and she's up to 6 points. And let's get a Grace Wally update here. 14 now for Grace. She's 2 away. So we'll see if Grace is able to get it. Should be able to. Lots of time left in that ball game. Minute 50 to go here in the fourth. And a kick off the foot of Emma Kinter. You never know, right, Coach? You've seen it a lot of different ways of if an athlete's aware that they're getting that close, boy, the nerves really set in sometimes.
Oh, they do.
Hornets have it on the right side, going right to left. They trail 76-30 into the right corner now for Hartman. She's going to pull one back out. A little crossover, working it back out to Steinbrecher. Little shuffle of the feet, and we'll have a shot clock violation with a 1:25 to go here in the fourth. So we'll take a little break here after the final horn before we come back for our post-game show, but a really good performance tonight here by Bainbridge-Guilford. Great shooting, excellent defense, good rebounding, and just a true team effort as we talked about during our Butler Auto Sales pregame show earlier tonight, that they would need that, and they found a way to get it done.
Yeah, really solid performance by many different Bobcats here tonight.
Interested to see when we get a BG Unitego, a BG Delhi, a BG Sydney. There's going to be some great games that hopefully we'll be on the call for this year in the MAC once we get into the meat and potatoes of the schedule in January. Three ball here for Harpersville. They can't get it to go. Kinter with a rebound with 60 seconds to go. And the 47th annual Kozalski Tournament title is going to belong to the BG Bobcats here, protecting it on their home floor, as they always seem to do. Winans comes off a screen. Chest pass far side for Suda. 10 on the shot clock. Suda comes off of a screen, and we got a block here on the Hornets. So BG leading 76-30 here on a great night if you're a Bobcats fan. Hornets will go to the bench one more time. And you can't get down on this Hornets team. I think coming in 4-1, I think there's a lot of teams they can be competitive with. The top of the MAC is just so tough this year, but I think Harpersville is going to surprise some people by the time this season is over. Bobcats will get it in. Winans with a pull-up jumper. Off the back of the rim, no. Suda with a rebound, and she's fouled as she puts it back up at the right low block with 33 seconds to go. And so Suda will step in. And we'll shoot two here for the Bobcats. They'll be doing the awards presentation coming up for the All-Star team, so we'll try to get you some of that as Suda makes the first shot. Boy, and again, really balanced scoring. Everybody has scored tonight here for BG. Suda goes 2 out of 2, and she's got 6. Makes it 78-30 with 30 seconds left. BG girls on top of Harpersville. We appreciate you listening as well tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, the free audio, is brought to you by our partners at SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union. Shot here by Harpersville, a 3 from straight away, is off the mark. A rebound for BG, but off the hands of Suda and out of play. So Harpersville will get it in one last time. Of course, Harpersville defeating Spencer Van Etten to get here, and BG took down Windsor. Those games were yesterday. 10 seconds to go here in the fourth. Shot is blocked, but they find Steinbrecher down low. She can't get it to go. Rebound for Lorimer, and that is going to do it. 78-30. BG girls win the 47th annual Kozalski tournament. We'll be back with our awards here for the broadcast as well as the All-Star team and the championship trophy presentation. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time as they're going to do the Kozalski Tournament Championship, a trophy presentation here. So actually, I think Coach and I are going to take one more quick break here while they do that so we can write this information down for you. 78-30, BG Girls defeating Harpersville. We're going to take a quick 60-second break while we get this ready for our three awards here on the radio, as well as the all-tournament team. So we'll be right back one more time here on WCDO.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at GuilfordCenterStorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, thanks for your patience, folks. One last time, we come back here to BG, our final, the BG girls defeating Harpersville 78-30. Coach, will you let us know who makes the all-tournament teams for Harpersville and BG?
Okay, for Harpersville, number 3, Gabby Puella, and number 4, Adriana Hartman were selected to the all-tournament team. For BG, number 11, Emma Kinter, and Marissa Mayo, number 21, was the most valuable player.
MVP. So I want to say Mayo, we'll have to ask Coach Conway when he comes up. I believe Mayo has maybe been, she might have been MVP last year too, or maybe it was Henderson. This group has been very decorated here. They've had a lot of success at the Kozalski. Mayo might have even, she's been up since eighth grade. She might have gotten it 2 years ago, but a really nice job here tonight. Henderson obviously could have gotten something, and a couple other players in there as well. So that's the all-tournament team, and BG takes home the hardware here. So let's get into our three awards. How's that sound, Coach? And did we say it? Grace Wally hits 1,000 points. Ninth player in Walton history, and the sixth girls player, first since Jacqueline Gransberry did it in 2023, for Walton. And so I think Grace is going to have a great chance to maybe be the all-time leading scorer there. Sybil Stanton has it from back in the, I think, 2007 range. It's like 1,300 points. I mean, Grace is only a junior, so I think she's going to have a great chance to, you know, really rack up some points over the next couple of years. So congratulations to Grace Wally.
Yes, congratulations. Well-deserved.
All right, so let's get into our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We wanted to go tonight with Marissa Mayo. She's the MVP. She had 18 points, finished very, very well in the paint and around the rim tonight.
Yeah, she seemed to really do a good job finishing and putting the ball in the basket in all four quarters tonight. Scored from a couple different places, had a couple mid-range jumpers. Nice one off the dribble over here in the second half. Certainly a well-deserved, most valuable player and outstanding offense.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance, a dynamic defense award. It's brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MirabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Jaislyn Henderson here. She had 20 points, but we thought she did a fantastic job on defense against Hartman of Harpersville. Very active deflections and just real bulldog on defense.
Yeah, a lot of steals, and a lot of those steals turned into points for the Bobcats. So she certainly could have been on that all-tournament team, but very solid game for Henderson, and I think a good year to come for her and her teammates.
Lastly tonight is the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award. JM, of course, is in Guilford. They are a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. We wanted to give this tonight to Peyton Umbra. Just, we talked about it during the broadcast, does a lot of the little things, passing, good deflections, defense, the nitty-gritty stuff, the glue, and she did a great job.
And I think if you asked Coach Conway, you know, who's your point guard or your floor general out there, he would say that it was Peyton. She does a lot of things to get him set up, to get him organized. I think she's a very unselfish player. I think she could clearly score more points, but as we talked about in the pregame, Coach Conway has a way of getting his players to recognize, hey, this is my role on the team. This is what I have to do for us to be successful. And she clearly does that for Coach Conway and the Bobcats.
A really nice game tonight here for BG as they defeat Harpersville by a final score of 78-30 to win the 47th annual Kozalski Tournament here at BG. So a huge thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the WCDO studios. Coach and I will be back on Saturday. We'll be over at the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. We'll have the consolation game at 4:30, championship around 6:15. So we'll see you then, Coach, as long as we don't get some other snowstorm coming our way.
Yeah, everybody get home safe.
Yeah, get home safe. The roads have been crazy. I've been talking to coaches and bus drivers, and, you know, they're saying, well, one minute we're fine, the next minute I can't see in front of the bus, and then it's fine again, and then another snow squall. So it's been crazy the last few days out there. So make sure you stay safe for sure. So thanks again, Coach.
Yes, and everybody have a happy new year.
Yep, happy new year to everybody. We'll see you in 2026, 78-30. BG girls defeat Harpersville tonight to win the Kozalski. We'll see you next time here on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
There's a space in my heart when it all comes crashing down. Anytime I hear your name out in public, there's a place that I go every time that you're in town.